These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have a chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. A chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Janice, I'm 56, I'm a pensions administrator from Alloa.
I'm Sarah, I'm 21, an English graduate from Nottingham.
I'm Kevin, I'm 34, I'm an insurance broker from Hartlepool.
I'm Ovi, I'm 40, I'm a sales advisor from Twickenham.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. But first to face the chaser, it's Janice. Welcome to the show, Janice.
Thank you, Bradley.
A pensions administrator.
From Alloa, yeah, in Clackmannanshire.
But you do not sound Scottish in the slightest.
No, I'm from London originally.
Good for you. What do you get up to in your spare time?
My partner and I, we like to go cathedral bagging.
Cathedral bagging? What is that? That just means
just going,
collecting.
Yes. I gave him a book for Christmas,
right.
And it's got them all in, and we've ticked them off the ones we've been to.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm a big tennis fan. Been to Wimbledon, New York, Paris, so I want to go to Melbourne.
Right, let's do that, shall we? Let's get you off to Australia. Janice, the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. See how much we can make here, then take to the table. Good luck, Janice. Your time starts now. Malaria is transmitted to humans by mosquitoes of what sex?
Female.
Correct. Ben Elton co-wrote the musical The Beautiful Game with which composer?
Tim Rice.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. What follows coral in the name of a 19th-century novel by R.M. Ballantyne?
Reef.
Ireland. In The Simpsons opening credits, which character writes lines on a chalkboard?
Bart.
Correct. The welfare state is said to provide support from cradle to where?
Grave.
Correct. No, I Don't Want to Fall in Love is a line from what Chris Isaak hit?
No idea.
Wicked Game. In 2010, Workforce won what Epsom horse race in the fastest ever time?
Derby.
Correct. The Villa Borghese is a park and gallery in what Italian city?
Rome.
Correct. In British Sign Language, touching the thumb with the index finger represents what letter?
A.
Correct. In 1936, Vanity Fair merged with what fashion magazine?
Tatler.
Bad luck. Correct answer would have been Vogue. Janice, good start for the team. 6,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner, a tongue so sharp you can carve marble with it? Or what about the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace, so unpopular even his own shadow refuses to follow him? Or perhaps, though, it could be the Governess, Anne Hegarty. Scientists have a new definition of absolute zero. It's the temperature of the Governess's heart. Or maybe it's the beast, Mark LeBec. We're planning to give him the bumps on his birthday if we can get the forklift fixed. So, who do you fancy taking on?
Sean.
Really? Why is that?
Because he's a Chelsea supporter.
Ah,
simple as that.
Who do you follow?
Chelsea, of course.
It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it's not the Chelsea fan at all. It's the food fan, the man mountain, 6'6", of pure brain. It's the beast, Mark LeBec.
Good afternoon, Janice.
Hi there, Mark.
Well, if I were you, I'd forget about travelling to Australia. You'll have to get up early and watch the tennis on the telly.
Well, I thought £6,000's very good. Let's put the £6,000 on the table, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
I'm feeling sporting. £30,000.
£30,000? Have a chat with your team. Ovi.
Janice, I think you're on a roll here. Go for it. You're only here once.
Yeah. Kevin.
£30,000 is very tempting, but you're very solid for your six. I think I'd stick with that.
Sarah.
Go for the six. Get back. You've got some good knowledge.
Thank you, team. Right, Janice, let's face the table. We have one, we have six, and £30,000. What'll it be?
I think the 30 would be a bit foolhardy. I'm first up, so I'm going to go with the six.
Going with the six, chaser.
It's pretty much the standard move for the first player. But I've noticed Ovi's used that dreaded phrase, you're only here once. I wonder if he's going to say that to everybody.
Let's see. Janice, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these capital cities is not in Europe? A, Reykjavik. B, Riga. C, Riyadh. You've put Riyadh.
Yep, I think it's in the Middle East or Southern Arabia.
Correct answer is... Yep. OK, step closer home. Chase has put... Yep.
Reykjavik, Iceland, Riga, Latvia, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Born in 2014, what did Christina Aguilera name her first daughter? A, summer rain, B, winter snow, C, autumn leaves. You've put summer rain.
The other two are rather unlikely.
Well, let's have a look. Correct answer is... Summer rain is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with summer rain. As it gets older, though, the kid will be known as Drizzle. You watch. Here's your next question. Which of these British middle-distance runners won Olympic gold? A, Steve Cram. B, Brendan Foster. C, Steve Ovett. You've put... Steve Ovett.
Yeah, about the time he was racing against Sebco.
Right.
Possibly.
Correct answer is... Well played. Steve Ovett it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right with Ovett. Stays through behind the two from home. Here's the next question. What process produces the energy given off by the sun? A, fusion. B, fission. C, friction. You've put fusion.
Well, it was a toss-up between A and B. I don't think it's C.
Correct answer is... Fusion's right. Step close to home, well played. Chase has put... Goes right with fusion, stays three behind with one from home. We should have gone for the 30 grand, though, oh. I've got to say. Here's your question. Ollie Murs was a contestant on what TV game show before he became famous? A, Friends Like These. B, Deal or No Deal. C, Total Wipeout. You've put Friends Like These.
I don't watch any of those, so that one really was a guess.
Correct answer is to go through with 6 grand. Deal or No Deal's right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Deal or No Deal, moves to within two.
He didn't win very much, it was either 10p or £10 or something silly like that.
Well, he's a winner now. Come on, Janice, you're doing great. Here's your question. In the standard version of Monopoly, what colour are the first properties on the board after go? A, brown. B, dark blue. C, red. You've put brown.
Yeah, isn't it? The old Kent Road.
And
A, another.
To go through with 6 grand, correct answer is... Yep, great start for the team, well played. Could have gone for Noel, you know that, you say should have, but you could have gone for the 30k. We'd have only have had one go at it, and you never know what's coming up. Chaser?
Pretty solid, nothing I could do about it. Now, will Sarah and Kevin take their advice and add to that? Will Ovi take his own advice and go high? We'll have to see.
Janice, congratulations. First up,
Thank you. First through,
and £6,000. Congratulations. Yeah,
Thank you. Well done, indeed.
Next to face the chaser, it's Sarah. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hello.
Good start for the team.
Very good.
Can you add to the 6 grand?
Hopefully.
All right, from Nottingham?
Yes, I am.
All right, and you're an English graduate?
Yep, I did education studies in English at university, and I want to become a teaching assistant or learning support assistant eventually.
Good.
But I've got a number of part-time jobs at the moment tied me over.
Which are?
I work at my local football club, Notts County.
Hooray!
My support.
What position do you play? Just checking.
I wish. I work at my local theatre and arena as well, and I'm a massive theatre lover, and I sell tickets for the West End.
Favourite show you've seen?
We Will Rock You.
All right.
I love Queen, and Brian May actually played the show I saw. He came out and played his solo. And
wow.
Rhapsody.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. If you won some money, then what would you do with it?
I've recently went to America, visited the East Coast and the South, so I want to go to the West Coast, see LA, Las Vegas, San Francisco.
Right, let's do that, shall we?
Yes.
Let's get you to the States, the West Coast. Sarah, I wish you luck. Your time starts Now, what was the surname of Sigmund, a psychoanalyst born in 1856?
Freud.
Correct. What's the only traditional English county with a one-syllable name?
Pass.
Kent. Which country music legend's only novel is called Man in White?
Johnny Cash.
Correct. Which This Morning presenter named her third child Chester in 2014?
Holly Willoughby.
Correct. What word describes both blazing fire and a lion making a noise?
Roar.
Correct. The man credited with inventing the foodstuff golden syrup is Abraham who?
Lincoln.
Lyle. In early 1962, the record label Decca famously rejected what musical quartet?
Beatles.
Correct. Which celebrity blogger's alias is a play on the name of a well-known heiress?
Paris Hilton.
It's Perez Hilton. Which revolutionary became head of Cuba's National Bank in 1959?
Pass.
Che Guevara. What liquid makes up roughly 60% of a human's body weight?
Water.
Correct. Which South African golfer won his first British Open title? No time to get there for you, Sarah. Following in Janice's footsteps, indeed, £6,000. Very good. Happy with that?
Yes, very happy.
We hit the post a couple of times there as well. Not bad. Could have been eight quite easily. Good player. Are you ready?
I think so.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hello.
Well, this will be less We Will Rock You and more I Will Crush You.
Good.
Could have easily been £8,000 there. Easily. Very good. Six we have, though, three steps ahead of the beast. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Well, players under 25 rarely go for it. So how about £36,000?
Brilliant. Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Ovi.
Sarah, you've done really well. I think you should probably stay in what you've got there, six.
Kevin.
Six is brilliant. It'll certainly get you to LA. I think that's... I'd stick six.
You've been there, Janice.
I think if you're confident, go for the 36. But six would make an average six, so, yeah.
OK, let's face the table. £1,600, £36,000. Sarah, what'll it be?
£36,000 is a lot of money, but I just don't feel... I'm going to stay with the £6,000, stay
six
in the middle.
Six it is. Chaser?
So Janice and Sarah have made exactly the same decision. Fair enough.
Sarah, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What company made the spacesuits worn by Neil Armstrong and his crew? A, Fred Perry. B, Levi Strauss. C, Playtex. You've put Levi Strauss. They were nice because they were denim. And when Neil Armstrong got on the moon, didn't you see him? He sort of rolled his cuffs up twice to put his collar up. Uh-huh. Yeah. Correct answer is... Playtex, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right, but Playtex comes onto the table. Brilliant.
It's a great question. I've never heard of it before, but I just thought, which of those worked in, like, space-age-like materials?
Indeed, yeah. Here's next question. On the HB scale, which of these pencils has the blackest lead? A, B, B, 2B, C, 4B. You've put 4B.
When I was at school, I think seem to remember having 2B pencils and they were quite light.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's 4B.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. 4B is right. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with 4B. Remains the two behind, but four from home. Here's the next question. The comic book hero Judge Dredd has what first name? A, Frank. B, Joe. C, Nigel. You've put... Joe.
Sounds like it could be right.
Absolutely. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes right also with Joe. Remains the two behind.
Judge Joseph Dredd, his brother Rico, his niece Vienna. I got the very first issue back in the 70s. I didn't keep it, unfortunately.
Oh,
it'd be worth a fortune now.
Here's your next question. To a swimming coach, DPS means distance per what? A, second. B, session. C, stroke. You've put... Stroke. Gotta be.
Gotta be right, yeah.
Yeah, correct answer is... Well played. Stroke's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Brilliant. Question for question. Remaining the two behind, the two from home. Here's the next question. An exclusive beauty and cosmetics line based on which of these period dramas was launched in 2013? A, Downton Abbey. B, Mr. Selfridge. C, Call the Midwife. You've put Downton Abbey.
My sister used it.
You're kidding me, right?
Nope. Had to buy it for her one day.
Correct answer is... Downton Abbey's right. Step closer to home. I had no idea that was going on. Chaser has put... Goes right with Downton Abbey. Remains the two behind with one from home. Here's next question. The noun cordovan refers to something made from what material? A, glass. B, leather. C, paper. You've put... leather.
I didn't learn that at university.
Cordovan, never heard of it. Something cordovan. Like the beast's skin is very cordovan. It's because you're a beast, mate. It's because you're a beast. That's the way it goes. You know, it's just got to take it on the chin. No, the other chin. No, no, the other one. You've put leather to go through with £6,000. Correct answer is... leather is right. Well played. Brilliant. Chaser?
Yeah, it's building nicely. This looks like a team of the parts.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Well played, sir. You're through to the final chase. And £12,000. Two sixes. Very, very good. Beastie boy.
Well, demographically, they've got young knowledge.
Yep.
Veteran knowledge. They need bloke knowledge.
They do indeed. Two players through. There's £12,000 in the prize fund. The guys start up after the break. First up is Kevin. Will he get through? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next today's The Chaser. It's Kevin. Welcome to the show, Kevin. Okay. From Hartlepool.
Yes.
You're an insurance broker.
I am, yeah. It's a family business. I'm the fourth generation. It was started by my great-grandfather, and I work with my brother, father, uncle and cousin. It's a proper family business.
Well, that is. When was it started, then?
1897.
No. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I love that. What are you getting up to in your spare time?
I've got four kids now. Twins just arrived, so they keep me very busy.
Yeah.
When I do get some free time, I do a lot of DIY. My wife and I bought quite an old house a few years ago, and it's a bit of a labour of love.
Yeah.
But if I want some money, I would like to employ some people to do some of the work instead of having to do it myself.
All right. What's your wife's name?
Sally.
All right, let's get you and Sally maybe a nice holiday.
Yes.
Maybe just a weekend away together.
Yeah.
Bit of sleep. Let's see if I can buy some sleep. Should we do that?
That'd be lovely.
Wish you luck, mate. Here we go. Your time starts now. What three words go before Get Me Out of Here in the full name of a TV show?
I'm a Celebrity.
Correct. What English city is sometimes called the Pool of Life?
Liverpool.
Correct. Which celebrity offspring had a US chart hit with Whip My Hair?
Willow Smith.
Correct. What word links a room in a jail and the basic unit of an organism?
Cell.
Correct. Which lead actress had her head shaved for the film Alien 3?
Sigourney Weaver.
Correct. Businessman David Ogilvy was better known as the father of what?
Google.
Advertising. How many goals did Germany score against Brazil in the 2014 World Cup semi-final?
Seven.
Correct. Michael Caine played which fictional detective in the film Without a Clue?
Pass.
Sherlock Holmes. What board game uses two sets of 15 counters and a doubling cube?
Backgammon.
Correct. What political party was in power at the end of the 20th century?
Labour.
Correct. In 2013, J.J. Abrams was revealed as the director. No time to get there for you, Kevin, but I've got to say, mate, you can play. What a great score. £8,000. Happy with that?
Yeah. Very happy.
Say,
yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hello, Mark.
Well, I was waiting for the team's star player to turn up, and here you are. This should be fun.
Indeed. £8,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, he will offer you...
a very respectful £2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you... here we go, come on.
Let's make it interesting. £48,000.
Lovely, thank you. Have a chat with your team. £48,000. Ovi.
OK.
Piven, that is absolutely brilliant. You had a really good round. You need you back here.
Yep.
I think with the eight.
Sarah.
You're well beyond capable for the 48,000, but you've got knowledge that we don't know. You need to get back for the final chase, take the 8,000.
Janice.
As Mark says, you're our star player. If you want to, go for the 48.
Yep, every star player has to be part of a team, though, I've got to say. Thank you, everyone. £12,000, eight takes us up to 20. That is nice for three players, I've got to say. What will it be? 2, 8, 48.
Got to go for 48.
You are not. What's your wife's name?
Sally. She's going to kill me.
I've got a spare room. Get there, Mark. Beastie Boy.
Well, if it all goes pear-shaped, you can blame it on sleep deprivation.
Yeah, exactly.
Twins. Yeah, Bradley, shake his hand for me.
Yeah,
please.
Absolutely, Kev. Good luck, mate. I wish you well. That's from the Beast. All right, here we go. Kev, for 48 grand, the chase is on. Here we go. Here's your first question. Good luck. After a debate in the House of Commons, MPs usually have how long to vote on a motion? A, 8 minutes. B, 8 hours. C, 8 days. Oh. Yo, what a horrid opener. You've put 8 hours.
Pure guess. Just seems the most plausible. 8 minutes.
Not long.
Logistically, not long enough for everyone to vote. 8 days seems too long.
Correct answer is... No! You're kidding! 8 minutes? Staying where you are. 8 minutes is the right answer. Chaser has put. Goes right with 8 minutes. That's ridiculous.
They call it the division bell. They ring it and you go through one door or gate for a yes, one door or gate for a no. And if everyone took 8 hours, you'd never get any work done.
All right, Chaser's behind us already. We need six on the bounce now. Here's your next question. Which of these was the title of a 2005 hit single for Girls Aloud? A, Biology, B, Chemistry, C, Physics. We've answered very quickly. Good for us. You've put Biology.
Fairly confident on that one.
You're a big Girls Aloud fan?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you, mate. Correct answer is... Biology is right, step closer to home. Chase has put...
It was a great press because I thought, it's Biology or Chemistry, and I was trying to sing it, and he put me under pressure.
You were trying to sing it? Well, what is going on this show? You're a fan and you're trying to sing
it. I'm not a fan. Come on.
I've never heard of them. Here's your next question. Which British sculptor was the first living artist to have a solo show at the Royal Academy of Arts? A. Jacob Epstein, B, Rachel Whiteread, or C, Anish Kapoor? You've put Anish Kapoor.
Yeah, a lot of his things are quite big, so it makes sense that he would have the whole place, but Rachel Whiteread's stuff's big as well, so could be either.
Correct answer is... Brilliant, Anish Kapoor's right, step close to home, Chase has put... Oh, goes with Rachel Whiteread, and we are in clover now. Here's your next question. Which dam in the United States was constructed between 1930 and 1936? A, Hoover Dam, B, Roosevelt Dam, or C, the Truman Dam? You've put Hoover Dam.
I don't even know the other two exist.
Correct answer is... It is the Hoover Dam. We'll play. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes right with the Hoover Dam. Here's the next question. In Roman mythology, which three sisters lived in the underworld and ascended to Earth to pursue the wicked? A, the Fates, B, the Gorgons, C, the Furies. You've put... the Furies.
I don't think the Gorgons lived in the underworld, because Medusa was a Gorgon. She didn't live in the underworld, I don't think. So... Theory sounds plausible.
Correct answer is... It's the Furies, all right. Step close to home, we'll play. Chase has put... Goes also right with the Furies. Remains the three behind with two from home. Here's the next question. What has Katherine Heigl's character been 27 times in the film 27 Dresses? A, a godmother. B, a bridesmaid. C, a prom queen. You've put a bridesmaid.
Can I just say I've not seen it?
Don't fib,
yes,
Kevin.
Oh, you have.
Correct answer is... Goes right with the bridesmaid. Step close to home. Well done. We are one away with 48 grand. Chaser has put. Goes also right with the bridesmaid. Chaser remains three behind with one from home. This is a game and a half. Here's your question. The Welsh Corgi was developed to round up what animals? A, cattle. B, chickens. C, pigs. You've put... cattle.
I think the obvious answers are chicken or pig is because they're so small, but I'm just thinking outside the box.
Seriously, corgis, their legs are about that long. They're tiny. It's ridiculous. A corgi comes running up. Come on, everyone, back in the pen. Cows go, shove off. Get a bigger dog.
Prove you're wrong.
All right, 48 grand. I'm not saying nothing. To go through with £48,000, the correct answer is... yes, cattle, well played. Well done. Well played. Brilliant. Well
Thank
done.
You
You're
much.
Through to the final chase. Congratulations. And £60,000, Governor.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's fun, and Ovi's going to have an interesting choice now.
Indeed, he will. I need Ovi to make a full house. That will really put the cat amongst the pigeons. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Ovi. Welcome to the show, Ovi.
Hello.
Now, you're a sales advisor.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
3.5 years now.
What do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I used to be a professional dancer.
What sort of dancing?
Just more street dancing, body popping, break dancing. Sort of.
Ah, what, with a troupe?
Yeah, a few people on stage would do a little routine and stuff like that.
All right, look, what would you do if you won some money today, Ovi?
Save a bit, take the family on holiday.
Good for you. I wish you well. Your time starts now. Strips of toast dipped into boiled eggs are known by what military nickname?
Soldiers.
Correct. How many letter C's are there in the word cappuccino?
3.
Correct. Norma Jean is a penguin in what 2006 animated film?
Alas, no.
Happy Feet. On a UK number plate, the letters MN mean the car was registered on what island?
Pass.
Isle of Man. In the nursery rhyme, Mary's lamb follows her to what building?
Stable.
School. The term Linsanity described the impact in the US of Jeremy Lin on what sport?
American football.
Basketball. What secret agent is the hero of John Gardner novel License Renewed?
Pass.
James Bond. Used on boats, cleat, hitch and zeppelin bend are types of what?
Rope.
Knot. Mick Jones was a singer and songwriter in what influential punk group?
Zeppelin.
The Clash. Ovi, £2,000. Now then, are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Ovi.
Good afternoon.
Well, I could have been a professional dancer too, but then I discovered pies.
Let's put some money on the table. £2,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
How badly do you want to get back there? -£10,000.
Tough, that. If you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
£40,000.
40 grand. Take us up to 100 grand. Have a chat with your team. Kevin.
-10 isn't as bad as I was expecting, to be honest, so it wouldn't be the end of the world if you want to go for it.
Sarah.
You have some hard questions, so I think you're better than your cash builder. Go with what you feel.
Janice.
I think you should go for the two. We want you back here.
Yep.
Remember, in this round, you've got the multi-choice, so go for the two.
OK, Ovi, it's over to you, mate. -10, 2,000 or 40 grand?
2,000.
Really?
Yes.
Good man. Chaser.
I wouldn't have blamed you for taking the -10.
Yeah. Ovi, for 2 grand, the chase is on. Here we go. Good luck, mate. Here's your first question. How many grams does a 20 pence piece weigh? A, 5, B, 10, C, 15. You've put 5. It's got to be about right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Correct answer is, has to be. Yeah, 5 is right. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put. Yeah, also goes with 5. Comes onto the table. Here's the next question. Ofgem is the Office of the Gas and Electricity what? A, maintenance. B, markets. C, management. You've put management. They're the ones you write to if you've got a problem, isn't it? So it's got to be management, isn't it?
Yeah.
Correct answer is...
markets.
Ouch. Staying where you are. Markets is the right answer. Chase has put... goes right with markets. Here's your next question. 6 and 28 are examples of what type of number? A, fantastic number. B, perfect number. C, super number. You're up against it here, mate. The maths genius at the top of the table. You've put perfect number. Do you know why they're perfect?
No.
Me neither. Correct answer is... step closer to home. Chaser has put... goes right with a perfect number. What does it mean?
Well, yeah. 6 has factors 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And 6 itself.
Sure.
1 plus 2 plus 3 is 6. 28 is 1 plus 2 plus 4 plus 7 plus 14 adds up to 28. So all the factors add up to the number.
Here's next question. What is the stage surname of the actor director born Kevin Matthew Fowler in 1959? A. Spacey. B. Bacon. C. Klein. You've answered, that's OK. You've put... Bacon.
Yes. Sounds about right, I think, so hopefully.
OK. Correct answer is... Spacey's the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put... yeah, goes right with Spacey. Good job, didn't go for the 40 grand. Chaser's one behind, we're 3 from home. Here's your next question. What does pasteurising milk improve? A, taste. B, calcium content. C, shelf life. You've put shelf life. Correct answer is? I think you're right. Well played, step close to home. Shelf life's right. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right to shelf life. Sticks to one behind us with 2 from home. Here's your next question. Which novel is set in a dystopia known as The Glade? A, The Maze Runner. B, Night Runner. C, The Kite Runner. You've put The Maze Runner.
Yeah, that was more of a bit of a shot in the dark. That one.
Correct answer is... Maze Runner's right, step close to home. Chase has put. OK, goes right with the Maze Runner. One more and we're through. Keep going. Here's your question. Good luck, Ovi. In the film Wayne's World, to whom do Wayne and Garth say, we're not worthy? A, John Bon Jovi. B, Alice Cooper. C, Ozzy Osbourne. Oh. I did want to see what you put. You've put... have you seen Wayne's World?
Years and years ago when I was a youngster.
If Alice Cooper's right, we're through. If it's wrong, I'm telling you now, we are out.
Yep.
Here we go, good luck. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The correct answer is...
we're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Brilliant. Chaser?
You've got your just desserts, so well played, sir.
Yeah, very well done, Ovie. Congratulations, mate. You deserve that, absolutely. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Despite Kevin and Sarah saying, you know, you could go for the minus 10, you didn't want to do that. 62,000 smackers. Chaser?
This is going to be a great final chase.
Isn't it? What about this? I now have a full house, and they are playing for £62,000, £15,500 each. Not bad, eh? We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. The entire team have made it through to the final chase. Nice to have a full house in the final. 62 grand in the prize fund, £15,500 each. Janice, what would you do with yours?
I'm going to Melbourne to watch the tennis.
Good for you. Sarah?
Back to America, the West Coast.
Excellent. Kevin?
New kitchen and maybe a holiday.
Excellent. Ovi?
Florida.
Good for you. Fantastic. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. The team have selected set...
A.
Set A it is, thank you very much. Therefore, of course, the Beast gets set B. Four are through to the final here. That means you get a four-step head start on the chase-up. That's a massive advantage. Make that pay. Good luck. Your time starts now. The sport of figure skating takes place on what surface?
Kevin.
Ice.
Correct. Panadol's a trade name for what drug?
Kevin.
Paracetamol.
Correct. The dog in the pond is a pub in what TV soap?
Sarah.
Hollyoaks.
Correct. What vegetable is also known as turnip cabbage?
Sarah.
Swede.
Kohlrabi. What animal is T.S. Eliot's Old Deuteronomy?
Janice.
Cat.
Correct. At night, what colour light indicates starboard on a ship?
Kevin.
Pass.
Green. Which George Cole character often said, a nice little earner?
Kevin.
Pass.
Arthur Daly. Which royal is patron of the Scout Association?
Sarah.
Prince Philip.
The Queen. What's 10% of 120?
Kevin.
12.
Correct. The Indian team Rajasthan Royals plays what sport?
Sarah.
Cricket.
Correct. Sweet Baby James and Hourglass are albums by which singer?
James Taylor.
Correct. Brandenburg and Lower Saxony are states in what country?
Kevin.
Germany.
Correct. The Infernal Serpent is a phrase in what Milton epic poem?
Kevin.
Paradise Lost.
Correct. What Football League team is known as the Shrews?
Kevin.
Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury Town, correct. What car company makes the B-Max and C-Max models?
Kevin.
Ford.
Correct. Singer Ernest Evans was known as Chubby Who?
Kevin.
Checker.
Correct. What is the most westerly point of mainland England?
Janice.
The Lizard.
Land's End. What radioactive noble gas is produced by the decay of radium?
Sarah.
Pass.
It's radon. The vibrations of what part of a bee make a buzzing noise?
Kevin.
Wings.
Correct. Who illustrated Roald Dahl's poetry book of revolting rhymes?
Quentin Blake.
Correct. Swaziland's a country on what continent?
Kevin.
Africa.
Correct. Cherry Blossom's a brand of what type of polish?
Janice.
Shoe polish.
Correct. Who played J.J. McClure in the film The Cannonball Run?
Kevin.
Burt Reynolds.
Correct. What is the nickname of Bradford's rugby league team?
Kevin.
Bulls.
Correct. How many milliamps are there in an amp?
Janice.
1,000.
Correct. What surname is shared by film directors Spike and Ang?
Kevin.
Lee.
Correct. The River Wye flows through what to... Have that.
Oh.
Have that.
Well done.
That is sensational. I can't remember the last time we had 24 as a target. Seriously. Well played. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
I bet you did. I bet you did. He'll be on his mettle. He'll be up for this. It is time to bring back the chaser. Here we go, big boy. You up for this?
Oh, yes. This is a free shot. I warn you now, Bradley, I'm starting in overdrive. I'm going to have to with a score like this.
Now, remember, if the Beast gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. You know, guys, at 24, that's crucial between going home with 15 and a half grand each or going home with nothing. Here we go. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts... Now, what animals were crazy in the title of an Osmonds hit?
Horses.
Correct. Ribena gets its name from the Latin word for what fruit?
Blackberry.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Blackcurrant.
Blackcurrant.
Blackcurrant. Blackcurrant is right. We push the chaser back. 24. Here we go. Your time starts again now. A pre-decimal shilling comprised how many farthings?
Farthings. Two.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. A pre-decimal shilling comprised how many farthings?
Four farthings in a penny. 12 pennies in a shilling. That's 48.
48.
He's correct. Thank goodness, Janice.
A pre-decimal, Bradley.
Yeah, me too, mate. I was fine. I was going to be the only one that knew that. We can't push the chaser back. We have to push you on. There you are, up to 25. There you are. Now, there is a target. 1:43 remaining. Your time starts again now. Who managed the England football team for one game in 2012?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
It was a play. It was like. No, it was like. Pardon?
Stuart Pearce, Gareth Southgate.
Stuart Pearce. Yeah, say
Stuart Pearce.
It's correct. Well played. Stuart Pearce it is. We can't push the chaser back. We have to push you on again. 26 now. All right, here we go.
I've got them where I want them.
Here we go. All right, your time starts again now. What Dickens title character is kidnapped by Bill Sykes?
Oliver Twist.
Correct. What motorway runs north to south through Cumbria?
M6.
Correct. Actress Pamela Anderson was born in what country?
Canada.
Correct. What chemical element is named after the inventor of dynamite?
Nobelium.
Correct. What form of television is known as DTV?
DirecTV.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Digital TV. DTV.
It's got to be.
Digital.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 23 required. Digital television is right. Your time starts again now. Chuck D and Flavor Flav were members of what rap group?
NWA.
Stop the clock. That's wrong.
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy is right. We push the chaser back. 24 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What was Al Capone's first full name?
Alphonse.
Correct. Which Swede won the Wimbledon boys singles in 1972?
Borg. Bjorn.
Correct. Sherry originated in what major Spanish autonomous region?
Seville.
Stop the clock.
Oh, yeah.
Portugal used to be an autonomous region of Spain. Take a punt at Portugal?
No. It's Andalusia. It's Andalusia, yeah. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, the song Refrain was the first winner of what TV contest?
Eurovision Song Contest.
Correct. Which Democrat was the 35th US president?
JFK.
Correct. What did the O in O-Level stand for?
Ordinary.
Correct. Rodents feature in the title of what John Steinbeck novel?
Of Mice and Men.
Correct. What's the main spirit of an old Etonian cocktail?
Gin.
Correct. What precious metal represents the 70th anniversary?
Platinum.
Correct. What's the official language of Liberia?
English.
Correct. What's 3/4 of 800?
600.
Correct. The BWF is the ruling body of what Olympic racket sport?
Badminton.
Correct. Whose painting of Weymouth Bay is in the National Gallery?
Turner.
Stop the clock.
One that sprang to mind was John Constable, but I don't know where that's going. I'm
not sure. Constable was more like...
Okay.
It was more like...
Need an answer, please.
Constable.
Is correct. John Constable's correct. Well played, Sarah. We push the chaser back. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, the Flying Dustman was a ship in what TV cartoon?
Captain Pugwash.
Correct. What does the first M stand for in the MMR vaccine?
Measles.
Correct. What electric musical instrument can feature a whammy bar?
A guitar.
Correct. Which former Take That singer had a solo hit with No Regrets?
Robbie Williams.
How about that? There you are. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. £15,500 each. The chaser needed 11 to catch us, all right? So there were 7 opportunities of pushbacks. 6 executed. Well played, really well played. Are you happy?
Yes.
Wow, yeah.
I bet. I tell you what, it's extraordinary, really. It's a great performance, and everyone chipped in. Congratulations. Guess what? Ovi, Kevin, Sarah, Janice, take the 62 grand, 15 and a half grand each, by the way. You've outrun the chaser. You have not been caught. Congratulations. Chaser.
24 deserves to win. Yeah. If I'd have played perfectly, I'd have still lost by 3 or 4, so you deserved every penny. Well done, guys.
Well done indeed. Well, there you are. The Beast magnanimous in defeat, and the team go home with 15 and a half grand each. Fantastic work. What a show. Could you take money from a chaser? Come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. We'll be right back. Potato.